Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
A Factual Data Creation Facility production.
Welcome to the OFNT Podcast, episode 244, which I'm calling The Long Road to Settling In. And we had planned on getting here last Monday, but of course, things happened. We actually arrived late Tuesday evening. Wednesday, I set up my main computer, which went very smoothly for a change. We're planning a trip back up to New York after the Thanksgiving holiday in order to get the rest of our items. Speaking of which, the movers delivered our stuff yesterday morning, so we're busy unpacking. Oh, joy. This place is finally starting to feel like home. I'm not looking forward to going through the house selling process when that begins, though, especially in New York where you need lawyers to navigate through the whole thing. Well, I think my jaw is sufficiently warmed up now, so let's start this first episode from Tennessee using my main setup.
Okay.
Tech news. Some of this tech news is a week old, so you might have already heard it. Also, be aware, the news is very Apple-heavy this week, heavier than usual. First up, from 9to5mac.com. According to supply chain analyst Supreme, the infamous Ming-Chi Kuo, Apple's cheaper version of the Apple Vision Pro headset, which I guess will be called the Vision Amateur, has been delayed beyond 2027. Previous rumors had this poor people's version of the super expensive Vision Pro, equipped with lower resolution displays and no support for eyesight, which might be considered a benefit because it's kind of creepy, along with it being made with cheaper materials. Mr. Kuo still believes a new version of the expensive model will be released next year, though, and will come with an M5 chip and Apple Intelligence. He also thinks that, like the HomePods and cheaper HomePods Mini, a cheaper version of the Vision Pro still will not make the product mainstream. I think Apple has delayed this cheap Vision Pro because the company knows that despite its lower price, not many will buy it, so why waste committing resources to it? As I said at the time of the Vision Pro's release, it seems the headset was a product that no one had asked for or even needed. And I still believe that to be true. MacRumors.com claims that a rumored OLED-screened MacBook Air, which was expected to launch in 2027, has faced significant delays due to the high manufacturing costs associated with OLED displays, as well as supply chain issues. Read, Chinese manufacturers can't make them cheaper than Korean manufacturers can, and in sufficient quantities. If Apple has to rely on LG and Samsung to provide these OLED screens, the cost of the best-selling MacBook Air would skyrocket. It would also cut into profits. And we can't have that, can we?
No.
No!
No.
I'm in no hurry for an OLED-screened Air. Sure, the contrast ratio, brightness, and efficiency would be better, but I use my MacBook Air mainly for word processing, checking email, web browsing, and the occasional podcast episode recording, so I'm good. And anyway, don't OLED screens have a shorter lifespan than LCD screens? Way back in the year 2020, Apple became embroiled in a legal battle with a medical supply company called Masimo. the upstart company launched a flurry of lawsuits against a giant fruit company, alleging that its intellectual property had been stolen and used in Apple products. While many of Massimo's claims were dismissed, including the $1.85 billion in punitive damages Massimo demanded from Apple, Massimo was able to force Apple to pull the blood oxygen monitoring feature from Apple Watches, though, and the feature is still missing from the Apple Watch to this day. Earlier this year, the founder and CEO of Massimo was forced to resign, bringing hope that all this legal action could be brought to a conclusion. According to a recent article from AppleInsider.com, Massimo's claims against Apple seem to be faltering as a jury ruled against them in a countersuit brought by Apple, which accused Massimo of stealing Apple's technology for monitoring blood oxygen levels.
What?
It's obvious at this point that Massimo's lawfare is failing, and it's only a matter of time before it ends. My guess is that Apple will agree to invest some money into Massimo in exchange for some board member seats, and all the lawsuits will be dropped. The lesson learned here is that Apple's corporate lawyers are much better than Massimo's corporate lawyers.
Yes.
9to5 Mac has an article on their website which discusses all that is known about the iPhone 17 Air, also known as the iPhone 17 Slim. Here's what they claim to know. The phone's design will prioritize form over function, with it being significantly thinner than current iPhones with less high-end features. Old Johnny Ives must be proud. The display will be a 6.6-inch OLED display with a 120Hz refresh rate. The display will feature a new coating technology that will make it more scratch-resistant. The phone will feature only one rear camera and will be the same 48-megapixel lens that the iPhone 16 has. The front camera will be upgraded from 12 megapixels to 24 megapixels. Yeah, better to take selfies with, my dearies. Instead of an A19 Pro chip, the iPhone Air will have a plain Jane A19 chip along with 8 gigs of RAM. Apple's own modem will be used, and it will handle 5G, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and GPS functions, unlike the separate chips for each function used today. The iPhone Air or Slim, whatever it ends up being called, will sell for $1,300.
What? Whoa!
You know, I don't understand who this phone is being made for. Perhaps it's for folks with money to burn who want to be known to rock the most expensive iPhone with a different, unique design. I don't know. You tell me. AndroidAuthority.com has an article which cites industry sources, whoever they might be, as saying that all models of next year's iPhone 17 will have displays featuring, wait for it, 120Hz refresh rates.
Yay!
Yay!
As you know, that refresh rate has previously been reserved only for the Pro models. My lovely wife and I really don't take advantage of our iPhone 15 Pro's enhanced features. If this particular rumor proves to be true, we'll happily downgrade to standard poor person's iPhones. I hope this high refresh rate makes its way to iPad Air model screens. If it does, I'd get rid of my 11-inch M2 chip-powered iPad Pro and trade it in for a 12-inch iPad Air. My wife would upgrade to an 11-inch iPad Air. While Apple may equip the new iPhones with a screen capable of 120Hz refresh rates, I feel they will differentiate the Pro model screen with some other so far unknown feature. I guess time will tell, won't it?
Yes.
AppleInsider.com has the following headline, quote, Apple makes $1.1 billion commitment to expand satellite messaging, unquote. Well, that's some commitment now, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's up from the $450 million Apple invested a couple of years ago when they introduced the feature with the iPhone 14. Globalstar is the provider of this satellite service and was and will be the recipient of this cash infusion. Oh, and Apple is also taking a 20% stake in Globalstar for a further $400 million. While Apple currently provides satellite messaging services gratis, they've made it clear that eventually users will be charged for it. While useful during emergencies, I can't see many people paying for this service with a Lord knows how much money monthly subscription. But then again, I could be wrong. You know, Apple could include satellite messaging within their Apple One bundle. That would be a great way to sneak that subscription price in, wouldn't it? Well, in some good news for Google, the company's Pixel phones market share has jumped up greatly. And this is according to AndroidAuthority.com. The article also says that Apple's market share has decreased during this same period. The Pixel phone share in the U.S. supposedly jumped from 4.6% to 12.9%, while Apple's market share fell 4% overall. As I've said before, if I were to re-enter the world of Android, a Pixel phone would be my first choice. I like the styling of the Pixel phone and the fact that Google releases Android updates for the Pixel first before other manufacturers get them. So you don't see many Pixels in the wild, so you can differentiate yourself from most people, which kind of appeals to me and I'm sure others. I wouldn't count Apple out, though, at least not yet. The iPhone SE 4 will debut this coming spring, which will give Apple a nice bump up in market share, in my opinion. GM really wants you to believe you're better off without CarPlay, reads the headline from 9to5Mac.com. Yep. General Motors, once the largest car manufacturer in the world, has decided to replace CarPlay and Android Auto with its own Ultify standard. Well, good luck with that, bro. People like using their phones for entertainment and navigation in their automobiles because it's convenient and they're familiar with it. I predict this decision will backfire on GM and the company will come crawling back eventually. I used to be a fan of GM cars, but to save money, they started using engines and parts sourced from China, which led to reliability problems. What you get from GM products nowadays is a Chinese car assembled in the USA. Buyer beware. The reason for GM and other car makers' resistance to Android Auto and CarPlay is control. These companies want to harvest your data and sell it to the highest bidder, which is usually insurance companies, who can use your data in order to justify hefty increases in the prices they charge you. Ex-competitor Blue Sky says that the social platform's registered users' numbers have exploded lately, especially after the last election, reaching over 15 million as of this recording. This still puts Blue Sky far behind X's 500 million active users. I've told of my experience with Blue Sky before, mainly about who uses it the most. I checked Blue Sky out before sitting down to record this, and I can report that the platform has gotten even worse, with the old clientele sending out welcome kits with a list of accounts to block because they're identified as being racist, white nationalist, and any other ist you can think of. What's being created here is one big far-leftist bubble. You'll find communists, Satanists, and every brand of radical leftist represented here. Unless you agree with everything this woke religion thinks, well, you're not welcome on Blue Sky. Like all bubbles, this one will eventually burst, with unaware users who stumbled upon Blue Sky finding out what's happening on the platform and returning back to X. That'll leave a small hardcore crowd who'll be left basically yelling at the sky, blue or not. Hey, see what I did there? These types badly want to return to the glory of pre-Musk Twitter, where government censorship ruled the day. If you expect to have civil discourse on different opinions or points of view on Blue Sky, well, you'll be sadly disappointed. Even these big-named celebrities and professional newsreaders that have jumped aboard this platform will eventually go back to X for their attention needs. My advice? Don't even waste time creating a Blue Sky account. You'll thank me later. Tech I'm using. As I said in the opening, the setup of my main computer went smoothly. The only problem I had, and it was a slight one, was pairing my ExtraFi mouse up to the Mac Mini. Last Christmas, I, or should I say my son, managed to pair the thing using Bluetooth only. Later, I added the Bluetooth nub it comes with and got better performance. This time, I had to use the nub to pair it because the mouse just wouldn't pair without it. During setup, I realized that my new computer desk isn't really suited for my needs. My computer monitor has to be mounted on a shelf, which puts the viewing angle too high, even with the display stand adjusted to its lowest level. After a while, it gets uncomfortable staring up at it. Aww. Also, there's no suitable place to mount the mic boom arm to, forcing me to mount it using the space where there's a desk drawer, forcing me to leave the drawer partially open. Replacement for the desk is in the cards for the future. Apple released iOS and iPadOS 18.2 and macOS 15.2 for beta testers last Tuesday. This update brought Playground, Apple's version of Google's Gemini-prompted AI client. I played around with it a bit and quickly grew bored. There's no chance of me being what's called a prompt jockey anytime soon. In my opinion, AI is the most overrated hype product out there, and eventually the rug will be pulled from underneath it. Though I don't consider myself a weather nut, I sure like me some weather apps. This was spurred on by the decline of the Dark Sky weather app, which was purchased by Apple, who promptly killed it, supposedly absorbing Dark Sky's feature into their own Apple weather app. Now, Apple weather, while good, isn't as good as Dark Sky was. To try and recapture the functionality of Dark Sky, I've been relying on three weather apps: Apple Weather, Carrot Weather, and Forca. Even that combination hasn't satisfied me. Recently, I've added a weather app called T.io. The United States Air Force uses it, so it's good enough for me. The app does its job and seems very accurate. This caused me to drop my expensive subscription for Carrot Weather. If Forca wasn't so inexpensive, I would have dropped that too. From this point on, I'm swearing off new weather apps.
Okay.
No, really, I mean it this time.
Okay.
Well, I've been saying it for over a year, and I finally pulled the trigger and bought myself a Peloton indoor cycle.
Yay!
Though I considered buying a Bike Plus, I wound up purchasing the base model cycle. I also considered buying a refurbished bike, but Peloton offered a $300 discount for a new base model, which also comes with a rubber mat which the bike will sit on, and a pair of cycling shoes. The total price if I had gone for the refurb bike and had purchased the accessories separately was lower with the deal I took advantage of. The delivery estimate I was given is during the last week of November, but before the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm looking forward to using my new Peloton bike to help with losing the excess weight I've put on since this whole moving thing started back in April. During this time, my well-honed fitness routine was interrupted constantly, and being I found myself on the road quite a bit, my somewhat healthy diet went by the wayside, replaced by fast food. Now, fast food might work for the former president and current president-elect, but it doesn't work for me.
No, you're fired.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Entertainment news. True to my word, I ditched the DirecTV streaming service last week, and after shopping around for a replacement, I decided on Sling TV. Now, why did I make this decision?
I don't know.
Well, mainly for the lower price in comparison to the other streaming services. I will pay less than half of what I was paying monthly for DirecTV. I won't have access to the YES Sports Network or the major broadcasting networks, but I have no need for them any longer. We watch the network shows on Hulu, and we'll be watching baseball games using the MLB app. When playoff time happens, then I might miss DirecTV, but, I'll get over it.
Yes.
I also took advantage of a sale on televisions made by LG, which saw $400 off the model I had my eye on. That'll be delivered by the first week of December. Just in time for Christmas. Now I've got to see if I can find a deal on full-size Apple HomePods to complete the television setup. Heck, I might just go for a cheaper alternative. Podcast news. According to the Podcast Business Journal, Spotify held a presentation in Los Angeles, California last week, which was described as being glitzy. That was in order to announce that Spotify for Podcasters is now called Spotify for Creators.
Wow.
This change was made because of Spotify's push for video content on their platform, which is seen by industry watchers as a challenge to YouTube. Again, good luck with that, bro. Though many consider videos as podcasts, I side with the Podfather himself. The one and only Adam Curry's opinion that they are not. He, as well as I, feel that true podcasts are audio only. Spotify has a difficult task ahead if they want to gain any traction against YouTube. Perhaps if they offer better payouts than YouTube, they can compete. But that remains to be seen. If you listened to the Miss Me episode I released last week, then you heard me using the Neumann TLM-102 microphone I just acquired. It's the smallest large diaphragm condenser microphone I've ever seen. I like the sound of it, but I've returned to using my Electrovoice RE20 dynamic microphone for recording this episode. I consider the TLM-102 to be an investment for when or if I ever launch a voice-over business. I was surprised that the mic didn't pick up much reverb while recording in comparison to the last time I used a condenser mic for an episode. That was back in the dark days of COVID.
China.
On that occasion, I was using the Neat King B2, which I bought for a quarter of what I paid for the Neumann. My New York space was semi-treated for noise and reverb, but I still had to use a plug-in to stifle the overwhelming reverb I got from that recording. My current recording space is untreated and mainly empty, so I was expecting even worse reverb. I figured that being that the computer display is now above the mic instead of directly in front of it, the reverb is cut way down. I always thought that reverb was caused by the sound bouncing off from behind you and then reaching the microphone.
Wrong.
Well, I stand corrected, I guess. The one problem I did have with the TLM-102 was plosives. Those are when the letter P is pronounced and the air hits the mic. I really hate that sound.
Yes!
I'll have to buy a windscreen for it in the future. That and a shock mount. Any little tap you make on the desk, the mic picks it up. What did you think of the Neumann TLM-102? Do you think it should be my main microphone? Do you even care?
Yes?
No!
Probably not. Compared to the New York recording space, the one here is really quiet. Up in New York, there was always some sort of noise going on, be it traffic, people yelling outside, and stuff like that. With the only quiet time being around 2 o'clock in the morning, and even then, there were passing trains and aircraft. The quietness here allows me to use far less processing of my audio, which should result in a better overall sound. Instead of using 5 or more digital plugins, I now use but 3. One to tame the normal noise of my surroundings, one to add some compression, and one to sparkle up my voice. The music is playing, which signals the beginning of the end for this inaugural episode from Tennessee using my main recording setup. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. You can always reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com, and that's only if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you. Remember, don't listen to what they say, watch what they do. If you've noticed, the amount of land I own has shrunk, just like my audience. So, get off my now minuscule lawn. Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.